B-Pod Studios.
Now joining the conversation, talking a little bit more about football is now the Training Camp Report Daily from Tim McManus. He's brought to us by Training Camp. Get IT certified fast at Training Camp online at trainingcamp.com. How you doing today, Tim? I'm in for Mike C, and of course, Brian's with us as well.
What's going on, guys? How you doing today?
Hey, Tim.
Now, I was just asking Brian about a couple takeaways. So I ask you what I asked Brian to start off. I know you were thinking, and you said you thought Carson would probably play some in the preseason. Does the injury, the second injury at quarterback, do you think that'll change the Eagles' thinking at all?
Well, it might. I think that Peterson has kind of kept that door open and the way that he's been talking about it, stressing the importance of what they've been doing at practice and intensifying the scene at practice so that these guys are getting as close to a game simulation as possible without actually getting hit. And we have seen evidence of that, especially over like the last three or four practices where they're giving the ones almost all of the work and where they are trying to make it as intense of a practice as possible. And now that they have a quarterback that goes down for the second consecutive week, and, you know, they have to really analyze this as like, is it worth it? They certainly have that out of keeping Wentz on ice. And I think that the argument's out there. I mean, and every time a quarterback goes down and an injury happens, I think that argument only strengthens.
Yeah, and also, and I think you're on the same page with Brian and I, and also we were talking about before you came on, the young running back. And what did you see from actually all the running backs yesterday in the game?
Yeah, well, I thought there was encouraging signs, certainly from Sanders. I think he showed a little bit of what he's been displaying on the practice fields throughout the course of the summer. And that's just kind of like this unique talent that flashes in a way that not a whole lot of other guys can flash. And that's with this kind of nice combination of smoothness and suddenness where he has a jump cut to go along with, it seems like a natural ability and understanding of where to go and when. And so we saw that with a couple runs. And then with the blitz pickup, which is going to be a key for him, if he's going to be on the field, you have to trust him to be able to pick up a blitzing linebacker and make sure that number 11 stays upright. I mean, that's a huge part of this thing. And he showed encouraging signs that way as well. And then, you know, I'll say that late in the game, I thought it was good for Donnell Pumphrey. I don't think he's not going to make the team, but that's the best he's looked. And then also Boston Scott, who combined in that drive late, I think has shown some promise both during training camp and in the preseason game. So I think the running backs acquitted themselves pretty well in this game.
I want to ask both of you guys now about some of the young defensive linemen. Yesterday, once again, I keep seeing Hall more and more and more, and I know there wasn't a whole lot of buzz about him before camp started. He's now leading it, for whatever it's worth, leading the NFL in preseason sacks. If training camp and if these games are about performance, is he kind of making it to where he has to make this team? What do both of you think about that?
Well, I think any time that you can go out there as a young guy and flash, I mean, that's your goal. It's to flash the coaches to say, I have the ability to play. And the coaches will continue to put more and more pressure on you now. Instead of running with the second and third team, now he'll give you a chance with the first team just to see what you can do. And as a young guy, that's all you can ask for. You want to go out there in the game and show the technique and then flash speed, power, all the different things that the coaches have asked you to do. And I think Hall has done a great job of doing that, especially in the preseason games, because he keeps showing it. The number keeps flashing on tape. It keeps showing on the film. And that's all you can ask for from a young guy. And I think that's something that the Eagles, they'll continue to see. And now he'll get some more chances in the third and fourth preseason the game to kind of show what he can do against better competition.
I know for me, I've been trying to kind of put my eyes on Josh Sweat. And Hall has made it hard to stay focused because he continues to get that penetration and create the strip fumbles. And just the way that he's been kind of crushing the edge has been pretty impressive. I mean, he's been able to collapse the pocket really well. And so I think that especially with Osman going down, who thought that he was on track to not only make the team but have a role, that Hall seems to have elevated and is making a strong argument for himself that he deserves to be on this team. And I think with the questions behind the starting defensive ends, you know, that's all the more reason to put him on there and see what he got.
Yeah, I know sometimes we don't see the fans, and I don't see every single practice. I don't see everything that the coaches see, but I like to think that you create a system where you can earn a spot possibly on the field, and it's not already kind of predetermined. And I feel like if he continues this, he would earn the spot, and I think if he keeps it going, he should make the team. I'm not a coach, but I feel like, is that a crazy thought?
97.5 The Fanatic. The Mike Missinelli Show.
No, you know, I don't think it's a crazy thought. I think when you look at Hall, he starts to show you the things that you want to see from that defensive end position. Good get off. He gets off the ball really, really fast. At the point of contact, he's moving the hands. He has a couple swim moves with the hands, things like that. He's able to get outside of the tackle and close in on the quarterback. Those are all the things that you want to see. The biggest question has always been, when you're playing against second and third team guys, I mean, is that the same move that can work against first team guys? That's the thing that coaches always are saying, but they will give him some opportunities, especially as practice progresses here in the preseason.
And the other thing to consider, guys, is that he's playing hurt. You know, he injured his shoulder about halfway through his performance in week one. In fact, I saw him running off the field because he was injured in that Tennessee game, and then it looked like he felt better of it because he knew that he didn't have his roster spot solidified. Mm-hmm. So he went back into the huddle and continued to play, and he continued to produce. And then he shows up in the second game still with a banged up shoulder and did that as well. And I think that's something that, you know, coaches will evaluate too, is the way the guy was able to play and play effectively through injury.
I want to ask you both you guys also about the offensive line. I feel pretty good about the guys outside of Pryor. It seems like he's had, I think, 5 penalties in 2 games. One, have you guys seen the same things I've seen? I think the line being pretty solid outside of him so far. And two, would he be in danger of not making the team? Because I know some of the guys that are quote-unquote under him, they have talked about liking those guys.
You know, when I watched the game, and this is I was actually encouraged by Dillard, and I talked to Trey about his performance. And there were some I don't expect these young guys to go out there and be perfect. However, I expect them to show some promise. I expect them to go out there and fight. I expect them to go out there and not give up. And we saw something from a young offensive line. None of the starters really played at all, but Vitae played decently. I think Dillard played well. I think Pryor, it's weird because he looks huge. When you watch him on tape, he looks like a huge man. I think he can move a little bit better. I think he can do a better job with that. I think Jordan Mayalata played well on that right-hand side. I think these guys are showing promise. Again, I mean, really almost the same thing we talked about Hall. You're going against the second and third team guys, though. So you always wonder the quality of competition. But really, besides some of the games that they messed up on and some of the protections, which is hard to do, especially in the preseason where you're not game planning, I think the guys showed pretty well, especially up front.
Yeah, and I would say it's one of the most underlooked things about this team when we kind of project them and the success that they can potentially have. You know, a lot of it has to do with the quality of the starters, but also the depth that they've been able to accrue and the job that Jeff Stoutland, the offensive line coach, has done in order to help mold these guys. I mean, you hear comments from other people around the league that there are guys on the second team for the Eagles that could easily start for some of these other offensive lines across the league because really there is right now sort of a drought when it comes to offensive linemen, and the Eagles have this wealth of offensive line depth, and I think that can serve them really well. You know, I don't know if that means that Pryor is going to lose his job, but you would like to see him do better with all the different penalties he has had and some of the struggles relative to some of the other guys that have done well. But if you look at even just that one of those late drives last night where it was all on the ground and the offensive line was getting this push, that allowed them to just go down the field with ease. I mean, I think that was evidence of what these guys have here, and that is a number of quality offensive linemen that's going to serve them well as injuries kind of inevitably strike during the course of the season.
I want to ask you one more question, Tim. The inter-squad practice next week against the Ravens, how exactly, for people that don't know, because I don't know for sure, how do the practices work exactly, and then which days will they be having those practices?
So Monday and Tuesday are the days that they're going to be having them. And they have to, you know, the coaches agree on what the structure will be like. But basically, it's just that the two teams kind of commingle for all of these different drills. So you'll get like the one-on-ones, wide receivers versus defensive backs. And it's an Eagle going against a Raven. And then they have seven-on-sevens, and it's the same thing. And then team drills. And what ends up happening, inevitably, is that the competitive juices start flowing and you get these like really intense couple hours of practices. You know, I think there was a big brawl with the Patriots yesterday.
Yes.
And their joint practices with the Titans. And we've seen it here, like Kerry Williams going crazy when there was the opponent in his backyard. So that's what you're going to get. You're going to get this chippiness. You're going to get an elevated level of practice that coaches find really valuable. Because it kind of simulates the real deal more than you get when it's kind of green on green going up against each other.
You know, one of the things I think that the Ravens in particular bring is that they play a tough, a physical, nasty brand of football. And that's going to mean that our team, our Eagles, they're going to have to ratchet up just a little bit to match that type of football that they're going to play. That's why coaches like Doug and even John Harbaugh, they like having these types of practice because you're going to see something different. It's not what we used to call union it up, where I'm going against someone that I know and they're going to take care of me and I'm going to take care of them. These guys are going out there to try to win a job. It elevates just like you mentioned, Tim, it elevates the intensity in practice. And that's a good thing for a lot of coaches.
Absolutely. Tim, thanks so much. I believe Anthony will talk to you on Monday about the we'll have reaction to the first practice. Thanks a lot, Tim.
Sounds good. Always a pleasure, guys. All right. Take care.
All right. Take care.
All right. Have a good weekend. And Tim McManus is brought to us by Training Camp. Get IT certified fast at Training Camp. Online at trainingcamp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.